friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Let me throw one other name at you.
Let me just tell you one thing. The reason I want Njoku and Fannin together is because for a team that throws the ball down the field less than 15 yards a pop, your best option your best option tends to be a tight end, a reception guy who can, you know, give you 3-4 yards, 5 yards. I want two quality tight ends, and you have them right now. You know, it's probably one of the few things that isn't broken on this offense, Njoku and Fannin. And they like Whitehart, too. And I don't know if that's just because of the play calling from Kevin, that Kevin's offenses seem to run through the tight end spot. But, you know, you look at it, I'd much rather have two tight ends.
Though, has it?
You know, it kind of did. It just didn't get him into the end zone last week. I mean, they had some pretty long, sustained drives to eat clock to keep the defense off the field. The problem is you got to score once you get into the red zone. And now all of a sudden, and you can go back to your three plays where they decided to run rather than pass.
First and goal from the three.
Yeah, I just...
Run, penalty or sack on the...
I mean, if you ask me what's not broken on the offense, I'll tell you, tight end and running back. That's it.
I'm not as yet sold on the tight ends as you are. I think David...
How could you not be sold on Harold Fannin?
I think he's been okay. I don't think he's been incredible. He's played six games and he's looked pretty good.
He can block, he can catch. He's doing everything they've asked him to do.
I think he's looked pretty good. It's six games. I'm not going to put him on... No, I'm not giving him the Mackey Award.
Insane.
Well, seriously, I mean,
Jeff, there are so many broken things on this offense. How can you?
I didn't say it was broken. I'm saying
he's not broken. He's one of the few.
I think he's doing fine, but I don't think he's been great. I mean, the only thing on the entire offense that I think has been great has been Quinshon Judkins. That's it. I don't think anything else has been great on the offense. They're averaging under 14 points a game.
All right, well, forget about great. How about just works? He works.
I think he's been just fine, and I think he has a great future ahead of him. But again, I'm not ready to say, oh my God, you got a stud. I hope you did.
There's a lot of people that are already... I mean, he's 14th in the league right now.
Well, that's in what?
For targets, receptions. I'm just looking at some of the... Where is he at yards-wise? Let me look at yards. He was listed as four. Ninjoku's also 14th in yards. Oh, sorry. Fannin is actually... I'm glad you made me relook this up. He is ninth in the league.
I didn't make you look it up.
He is ninth in the league in total yards for a tight end.
That's
top 10.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Can we score some points, please?
I'm not going to argue with that. I've been sitting here for 2 years talking about a team that hasn't been able to get over 20 points. So
Jackson Solon. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Is it, Jack?
Happy Grouch Day. Did you know it's National Grouch Day today?
It is?
Well, by God, we're fitting right in.
Oh, me and Oscar. By the way, MVP for the Houston Astros when they won the World Series. Oscar the Grouch. Thank you. Keep going.
So since it's National Grouch Day, you know, when we listen to Kevin Stefanski's press conferences, which is really difficult to do because he always says the same thing, will you allow me to ask him a question that he has to answer?
Sure. Go ahead, counselor. What do you want to ask him?
Kevin, in every press conference, you tell me that you have to coach better and the players have to play better. So can you please tell me the last time you coached better and your players played better? Because you have an inept offense. You have special teams that are probably also inept. And in my view, you may have a defense that is overrated. And the reason I say that...
Excuse me, Your Honor. Speculative. And can we get to the question there, please? Can we get to the question? What's the question again?
He has to answer the question.
Well, ask the question. If you can't handle the truth, then don't ask. Ask the question. He's going to give you the answer right now. Go ahead. Ask it.
When is the last time you coached better and your players played better?
Good question, counselor.
Yeah, Jack, I understand the question.
Here's the answer, Jack. Hang on.
Jack, I understand the question, and I understand your want to have it. We are every day trying to get better in all aspects of coaching, playing, and everything else. Better is also a term that could be used to describe something we have not yet to achieve while we believe we are trying to improve every day.
Is that good enough for you? Because that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, BS, right.
I'll give you a real answer. Last 4 minutes against Green Bay.
That was a fluke.
Jack, you might be right.
Jack, that was a total.
You might be right.
Move to Stricken from the record, please.
And Jack, the reason you say the defense might be overrated because they had another win and the defense let the Vikings march right down the field.
Well, when you don't cause turnovers, and I think if you look, we're probably at the bottom of the league in causing turnovers. Am I right?
They were tied for second to last in turnover ratio last week.
There you go. So and they don't make the stops when they have to. So that to me is not a good defense.
Jack, let me thank you, Jack. Let me give you this one. Our buddy Tyvus Powell, who we work with on the Browns Radio Network.
You didn't even give him a chance for final summation. Man. Oh, I'm sorry. Due process, man. Due process.
We enjoy.
Let's learn something in the civics class.
It's fun to sit and watch football with Tyvus. And I was talking to Tyvus, and I asked him on the show, you're the defense, and your offense isn't scoring. How difficult is that? And we had him on the show on Monday as well. And Tyvus flat out said this, go score some defensive touchdowns. And to me, you know, defensive touchdowns are kind of fluky. But he said, they're not scoring. We got to score. We have to score. We have to get the ball back, and we have to score. And I thought, that's pretty bold, but that's the way you're supposed to think. And this team certainly isn't doing that right now. Freese is in Akron. Hello, Freese.
Hey, Freese.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How are you?
You are.
Hey, the Dan Minigan, man, the Kevin Stefanski hook is, like, spot on, man. Every time I hear it, I'm like, that's Stefanski to the heart. But I was calling.
Low hot air with the best of them, man. I appreciate it.
But I was calling because, Jeff, man, I think you wanted something with playing these young guys and figuring out, man, what you got, man. But I'm also in the mindset that they just need to go in the full rebuild mode. And one name that y'all didn't mention, man, when y'all was talking about trading somebody was, why ain't nobody just talking about trading Myles Garrett? I was in the agreement that they should have traded him before they gave him the contract, man. They would have got draft picks, and then 2-3 years down the line. And I know, Andy, you don't want to hear this, but it would have been kind of like a tanking season. But 2-3 years down the line, you would have appreciated those draft picks because they would have turned out to probably be something.
Freese, here's what I agree with: if they were going to let him go, they should have let him go when he wanted to go. And now, yeah, I mean, we're talking about a full. If you want to do a full rebuild, why would you want to take apart one of the best defenses in the league? That doesn't make sense to me. So, like, we only have to build half a house. Why would we tear apart the defense when the offense is the problem? And special teams hasn't helped any either. Let's be honest there. But, I mean, they only have to build. I mean, how far away are they? Yes, we need a quarterback. I got that. Yes, we need a couple wide receivers. And the offensive line needs some new blood in there. But otherwise, that seems a lot easier than ripping the entire house down and rebuilding it. The defense is there. It's there. The teams we played, they know it. And so why would you want to walk away from Miles now? You got the deal. It's settled. Let's just keep moving forward with him.
Because we need too much on offense to catch up to what the defense got. The defense is special. Like, they could win a Super Bowl.
Yes. So why would you walk away from that? Why would you walk away from
it? He's not. He wants to tinker with it.
Yeah, but to get rid of Miles, you're going to take away, you're taking away the foundation.
Well, you're taking away the foundation, but I believe, man, with those draft picks that you would get for him.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
You will probably draft a player probably of that like caliber. They're going to give you some first-round picks. Look around the league. You got San Francisco. They need an end. Bosa is gone. Then you got Dallas.
Priest, let me ask you this. Let's say they get two first-round picks for him. Now you got four first-round picks next year in the draft. Do you trust this front office to rebuild that team with four?
And that's the second part of the equation. Yeah. That's got to go too. Like, from top to bottom, it's got to be the Podesta, it's got to be Stefanski, and it's got to be Barry. And just got to get some guys in there that know what they're doing with the draft picks. Because obviously, when Kevin came in, those weren't his players. Those were somebody else's players that he won those.
They weren't Andrew Barry's players either, Freese. Yeah, and thanks for the phone call, Freese.
Dorsey's still here, isn't he? That. Mangini's still here, too.
Yeah, they're all here.
All these guys back.
Yeah, might as well. Dylan Gabriel's press conference coming up in about 15 minutes, roughly. We'll hear it right here on The Fan. I mentioned Malachi Corley. I have another wide receiver that I want to just throw his name out after we hear from Jeremy in Brook Park. Jeremy.
What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, good. I drove by the Dome today. It looks like they're getting ready.
Yeah, I actually work right across the street from where they're building it. So, yeah, I get to see the progress every day.
Yeah, you should call in and give us updates. Or how about weekly updates from Jeremy?
Jeremy can be our
window on the Dome.
Make it a regular thing. That sounds good.
We're good.
On the payroll,
there's no money.
Let me see. That pays $0 and 0 cents.
There's no
congratulations.
Money, welcome to radio.
I don't do charity, so
there you go. That's the way to be.
We do every day from 10 to 2. That was a joke.
Anyway, I just wanted to touch on the game on Sunday, last Sunday. I'm not a genius by any means, but when you watch football, if you've watched football your whole life, you kind of understand the basics of it. And one of the things that really concerned me about last week was the fact that they were letting inexperienced tackles play on an island one-on-one against the Steelers pass rushers. I mean, I think my mom could have figured out not to let that happen because, I mean, how could you let T.J. Watt go one-on-one against an inexperienced tackle the whole game? You know, you would think they would have tight ends on the end of the line to help chip those pass rushers to give Gabriel time to throw the ball.
Jeremy, even bring in an extra offensive lineman. Run one more of a jumbo package.
That too. You
more
could
often
do that
than they
too.
Did some it, stuff.
But it just it seems like that's happened numerous times throughout Stefanski's tenure here. There were times where the Browns would be running the ball effectively all the way down the field, and then, you know, they get to the goal line and Nick Chubb would be on the sideline, and then they'd be throwing the ball three times and then they wouldn't score and then they'd have to kick a field goal. I mean, it's not rocket science, guys. I don't understand what it's like. He thinks he's smarter than everybody, but then he outsmarts himself, and then they end up shooting themselves in the foot. Am I the only one that's seeing that?
No, Jeremy, I don't think you are. And we appreciate now having a covered stadium correspondent, Jeremy in Brook Park.
No, he's not doing it. It's for free. He's already on strike.
There's some – join the club, right?
Jeremy needs better wages. You better negotiate with him.
Obviously, what they did the other day was – I thought it was just awful. You know, the lack of running – Dylan throwing 52 times, dropping back another six and getting sacked. I mean, he's not the biggest guy, as we know. He's not going to – if he holds up, by golly, whatever it is he is eating and drinking needs to be given to everybody else in the NFL. I have another name for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Not saying that this guy's the answer, but this is where – Dan's already laughing. He knows where I'm going. This is where I think you can do some things the rest of the year if you're the Browns. You're 1-5. You know, you've got to get really hot to even have any chance to, anyhow, get information. The Tennessee Titans, several years ago, drafted Treylon Burks in the first round at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Big body, was out of Arkansas, like 6'3", 220. Has not achieved diddly in the NFL. Let's just say that. he's dealt with some injuries, had a fractured collarbone in training camp. They thought he was coming back and going well. Well, he got released from injured reserve last week by Tennessee, so he's a free agent.
Do you want him?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
I do. You know why? I want to see him. He's already met with Denver. He's going to be visiting the Washington Commanders. Now, keep in mind, Denver has who at quarterback? Bo Nix.
Right.
Young guy, second-year guy. Commanders have who at quarterback? Jaden Daniels. Young guy, second-year guy.
Yeah.
They're bringing in more talent around their second, or at least talking to, more talent for their second-year quarterbacks. We have young quarterbacks. We don't have good wide receivers. Sign the dude to a contract for this year and an option for next and let him play. And if he stinks, get rid of him. But this guy was, I think, the 18th overall pick in the 2022 draft.
And again, why is he looking for a team right now?
He got waived because of injury.
Okay.
But why not? Why not?
Yeah,
he's not been good. We just heard Kevin talking about Chad O'Shea, his wide receiver coach, and what a great job he does. Great, let him try and coach him up. Take a chance on some of these guys. I throw out Treylon Burks. There are other guys out there. Try bring in some guys and see what you can do, because you don't have enough draft picks to restock this roster. And can you strike gold in free agency? Maybe.
Well, do you want to go on the premise of the caller from last segment? What if you traded out Miles? Then would you have enough
draft picks to rebuild? I don't care to trade Miles. But
I don't either. Why would you walk away from our defense?
I don't care to do that. You have one. The only reason you would care to do that, Andy, is if you think it's more than a one-year rebuild. If you think the team is gearing up to move into the covered stadium and be ready to roll, maybe have a year or two beforehand, and that next year is going to be just like this, then I could understand entertaining trade offers. Terry's in Cleveland. Hello, Terry.
What's up, T?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Well, good. Thank you.
Well, you know, I call quite often, so here I go again.
And we enjoy it.
And I just want to ask y'all a question. So it was a time when the Browns was like firing coaches left and right. This regime has had enough. 6 years and nothing. We're going backwards. We're not going forward. After that playoff win against Pittsburgh, what have we did? Nothing. Regress. And why do he get such a long time? I don't get it.
Terry, yes you do. Yes, you do get it. Yes, you do get it.
Well, why is he not being held accountable by Haslam? Like, it's okay.
Who's supposed to be the quarterback of this team?
And what if Haslam is holding himself responsible?
Oh, man. Well, it won't be the first time. But see, this is the thing. And I was talking to a buddy of mine. He said, well, why don't Barry fight? Who was here first, Stefanski or Barry? Didn't they hire the head coach first?
They weren't exactly a package deal, but they were within a very short period of time of each other. I forget who got hired first, but basically they were paired together.
Well, don't you? They wanted DePodesta wanted Stefanski a year earlier,
right?
And then they brought him in after that. So
now, Jeff, you're talking about receivers. Number 84. What is his name? Arvidon.
Yeah. Boy, he got lit up. I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he did. But I really like the way he go after that ball. He really looked like he could be something. Why they don't? Well, what is it though?
They just brought him up. I mean, he wasn't even active until what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I think he's just getting his first real playing time.
Yeah, they're just giving him a shot.
And see, there are a couple of guys: Corley, Thrash, Gage. And Terry, thank you, bud. Andy, I just think they're hard pressed, and this is nothing against Luke. I think they're hard pressed to have 2 5'8" wide receivers on the team. Don't you,
Jeff? Just get me somebody to catch the ball. Why would height doesn't matter on this team? If it did, they wouldn't have their current quarterback. So
I think it does matter at wide receiver, and it doesn't mean you can't have a 5'8" wide receiver. I just don't think you need two of them.
Jeff, they need someone who can catch the ball. That's all it matters.
Well, sure.
I don't care how tall or how short they are. And I'm a big proponent of not having any wide receiver under 6 foot. To be honest with you, I would want every wide receiver to be at least 6'2".
That's one of the
I watched
VASJ
play last
Tillman.
Week. They got two kids that could play for the Browns right now with some serious height. And one of the kids they had last week, I must have been 6'4", 6'5". I mean, and could catch and could run. I just... can you please get me a wide receiver with some serious height?
Traylon Burks. 6'3". Bring him in. Have a chat. Dylan Gabriel's press conference momentarily. You'll hear it here on The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.